Does too little sleep up your risk for diabetes? Well, new research out today suggests yes. One study shows the less sleep you get, the more your body physically changes, which can help set the stage for diabetes.
Joining us live to talk more about this, Russell Sana, Executive Director of Sleep Medicine at Harvard Medical School. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. This is one of the most important issues that our society has to deal with. So thank you for bringing this to everybody's attention.
Well, it's fascinating because we already know obesity is an epidemic linked to diabetes, but so is sleep deprivation. I bet half of this newsroom doesn't get more than 5.5 hours of sleep a night.
Exactly. There are three interacting epidemics in the society right now. Diabetes, which you've mentioned, obesity, which you've mentioned, and sleep deprivation is the third. Sleep health is the third pillar of health, along with exercise and nutrition. So they all work together. You cannot be healthy without healthy sleep. And so far in this society, the message has gotten out about obesity and nutrition and exercise. But right now, we really need to focus on the sleep because we heretofore people think of it as a lifestyle choice, not a biological imperative, which it is. This connection between sleep deprivation and diabetes, Dr. Buxton's paper, which was published last year, is the latest in a huge volume of papers which show that there is this direct relationship. So through organizations like the conference I attended last week with TEDMed, sponsored by the Robert Wood Johnson, in focusing on the health problems of America that we need to address, and including sleep deprivation, is just a tremendous advantage that we have.
Who is usually at the highest risk for lack of sleep?
I think it's an equal opportunity disease and disorder, as your colleague just mentioned. The entire media industry runs 24/7 to our benefit, but one of the negative consequences that we learn about is when people work outside of their circadian rhythm, we're just like any other animal out there. We function best during the day when the sun is out and like to sleep and get that restorative, energizing sleep at night. So anybody not working that is at risk. There are various other people that are at risk. Now, age groups, if you look at what we put our teenagers through in terms of the number of activities when they start school, they're at risk for early onset of being pre-diabetic in this whole area as well.
So we know being overweight's an issue. If you're someone who is slightly overweight and not sleeping a lot, that would apparently really up your risk of becoming diabetic.
Absolutely. So the science is, you see, when you're sleep deprived, it negatively impacts your hormones that govern your appetite and your feelings of satisfaction. So they're out of whack, and consequently you become obese, and then you become at risk for sleep apnea, which is when your air passage is constricted during sleep. It's constantly interrupting your sleep, and therefore you get in this cyclical round and round circle. So exactly, it's the three interacting epidemics, sleep disorders, obesity, and diabetes.
Russell, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And you should encourage all your listeners to sleep well. And if they think they have a problem, get help right away. This is one thing. Sleep makes everything better.
It certainly does. Thanks so much. Russell Sana, Executive Director of Sleep Medicine at Harvard Medical School.